We're visiting with Chase County girls basketball coach Clayton Happy here on the Area Coach's Corner. And Coach, I know you guys made up a game last Thursday with Osage, and Osage got you. And you also had a game with Peabody. And, you know, just kind of talk a little bit about, you know, what your team has gone through these last couple of weeks, especially, you know, with the shootout.
Yeah, it's been a busy last 2 weeks, as I think it has for pretty much every team that competed in the tournament. But the shootout didn't necessarily go the way that we wanted it to, but I think the message that we're portraying as coaches, and then from coaches to the players, is that it's only a failure if we don't learn, grow, and change from it. And so we're not looking at it as a disappointment, but just finding ways to improve from the areas that we made mistakes on, but also to find areas that, hey, we really did pretty good in that area. We came out the first round and didn't play wonderfully, but were able to beat Council Grove to move into the top side of the bracket, and then came up just short against Linden in the second round. We lost by 2 points kind of right at the end, and then lost by 3 to a good Mission Valley team in a third, fourth place game. So, and then come out, and we have another really busy week right after that. Peabody, we were able to win that game fairly easily. They had some challenges as well, but I thought our girls executed and played well. And then Thursday we had the winner of the shootout in our own gym, and they're a very, very good team. I thought we improved a lot, and even though we lost, it was close, and we were in the game all the way through. And again, many things that we need to learn and grow from, but also lots of really great characteristics too.
What are some of those things that you want to continue to grow from? You know, as you see, as you take a trip through the Lyon County League with some of your you know, neighboring schools that are in the Lyon County League.
Yeah, for sure. We have to do a better job of, we'll play a really great series of defense, and then we have to do a way better job of aggressively attacking the defensive boards every time. We're giving too many second chance opportunity points in there. And then just minimizing runs. On the defensive side, there's times that we play really, really great lockdown defense, and then we have 2, 3, maybe even 4 trips in a row where we kind of aren't in the right place for help, or kind of lose track of our man, don't lock down the ball as well, and give up too many points in those runs where it's hard to compete or stay ahead or to climb back into a game. Doing well, I think we're doing a much better job with shot selection. Our girls are really kind of finding what their role in the offense is and where they're really helpful to shoot. We've been doing a great job of handling pressure, not having too many turnovers in the half court or the full court, which is really encouraging.
Visiting with Chase County girls basketball coach Clayton Happy here on the Area Coach's Corner. And Coach, this week, tomorrow you have Southern Coffee County, and then you have Hartford on Friday. Next week you'll have Meredithine Valley and Waverly, and that game with Waverly will be our area game of the week on Country 101.7 FM. So some good opportunities coming up for your girls.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the most exciting things is that we get 3 games here in a row that are all going to be at home. We've spent almost the entirety of our season so far on the road, which is fine too, but I think it's good to play at home, getting on the home court in front of the crowd. So I'm excited for that. But yeah, also we just have some really good schools and competition that we're going to play against, which is always good as well.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck this week with Southern Coffee County and Hartford, and best of luck next week with Meredithine Valley. And we look forward to seeing you guys next Friday with Waverly, and we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
All right. Thank you very much.
That is Chase County girls basketball coach Clayton Happy joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Griffin Real Estate on KVOE, live and local.